You are the reason your family is alive. And now they've woken up.
Nothing is going to harm my little girl.
The world's a bad place, and sometimes we have to do bad things to survive.
I will deliver another kind of nightmare. I'm going to keep you safe, always and forever.
We're family. We sit together.
The Originals. Fridays at 8, 7 Central on the CW.
What's up, y'all? It is time for another recap show of The Originals. Yes, Talking The Originals, now available on iTunes if you want to check us out there. And other spots, but I'll get to that later. It's Mike of iWatchMike.com. I'm just a little bald Mexican guy with a family. It's not here. That's why I'm with y'all. And Kristen from AccordingToKristen.com is usually my partner in crime. We talk The Originals together. Apparently, she's out shopping. I don't know what it was. I text her. I'm like, yo, let's do The Originals. I'm down. And she's like, oh, I'm not at home now, Meg, and I guess you're going to have to do without me. So I'm so sorry. I was like, oh, Kristen, suck balls. She's like, no, but I'll buy you something. I was like, okay, that's fine. You can buy me something. So she went ahead and emailed me. I don't know. I mean, if you can see this email, people, I mean, it's some good notes on here, right? She found time to do this, but couldn't jump on the phone with me. What's going on, Kristen? So I've got her notes. I have not read them. This is going to be this. You and I out there are hearing these words for the first time together. That's how I am with you guys. Like this. If you could see me, I'm doing fist bumps to myself. But you're like here, and I'm like here, and we're like going, yeah. Okay, so let's talk about it. The episode was called, oh crap. That's why I need you, Kristen. Or Tess, where are you at? Phantomesque? Or Phantomesque? I don't know. It's some weird phantom kind of thing with the esque and the end. So it aired Friday, June 2nd. We're already in June already. Jesus. It is Sunday, June 4th, though. Just thought I'd throw that out there. Let's see here. See what her email says. Awesome episode directed by Daniel Gillis, which I recently found out that Daniel Gillis is Elijah. I know some of y'all are out there like, how do you not know? I don't know the act. I'm not good with names. I'm old. And I'm not good with names at all. I know them by characters' names. So if I saw Mr. Daniel Gillis walking down and they're like, call his name out. Now I know because it's like in my mind. But if I would have saw him, I would have been like, Elijah Michelson. That's what I would have done. I'm sorry. That's just what I would have done. I'd have been like, Klaus. But I know that's Joseph Morgan. Claire Holt. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Okay, I got him now. So she said it was an awesome episode directed by Daniel Gillis. I would have to agree. Very good episode. I don't know if it was awesome. Just for the fact that you can just feel the crap's coming. And I, that's what I meant. I mean, we got three more episodes to the finale and you can just feel that. And that's why it's not awesome to me, because I'm like biting my nails. I'm like, oh, what do these people have in store for me? So I love that the person who was able to wake Elijah up was Hope. True, right? Hope freaking saves the day again, man. When little Hope was in that part where she was like, Freya, let me do it. I was like, move, Freya, get out of the way. Let Hope do her thing. She can do it. So, of course, she saves the day again. I really thought it was going to be Haley. But when he started chasing her behind the red door, I was like, oh, shit. LOL. Yeah. I think she was pretty doomed there. And I don't know if it was Hope's magic, and I don't know if, and see, that's what Kristen's not here, but I definitely took that part there. I was a little worried. Like, I was hoping that Hope was good. I mean, not Hope, but Haley was going to turn into a big mama bear, because as soon as she's like, Mom, and then all of a sudden Elijah looks at the door, I thought Haley was just going to go ape shit and just like throw Elijah and like, but she didn't. So I don't know. But I think Elijah was going to go after her. That's what I think. And then he caught a snap. And then he realized, he looked down at Haley and was like, oh, shit, you know. So that was good. At least that's how I took it. I don't know about y'all, but that's how I took it. Hope is such a little badass. ! I'd agree. I would have put two more exclamation points on that, Kristen. The way she broke away from Freya to help, try and help Haley was adorable. Then she had no fear going into the pendant and to try and help. I love her. I know. I agree. If I could adopt her, I would. I mean, this little girl here is a badass. They don't give her enough credit. I'm telling you, she needs to go to the Hogwarts school. We're over there with what's-his-face and his two other little witches, Caroline's little witches. That would be cool. I need my little witch show, I'm telling you. And speaking of Hope, you bragged that Summer Fontana was following you on Twitter, and now she's following me too, LOL. It's because, Kristen, we felt sorry for you. Yes, me and Summer's mom, we talked, and we were like, can you please follow Kristen? Because she's, like, so depressed. And she was like, for you, Mike. For you, I'll do it for her. I was like, thank you so much. Thank you. So that's why. So you can thank us, Kristen. Don't forget, while you're shopping, buy me something. Because it was my doing. I love that Rebecca and Cole and Davina are back. But I can't believe Davina is linked to Hollow now. Ugh. I know. Okay, first, it was the beginning of this episode I thought was great. Seeing Rebecca in a red dress, woo, was awesome. I love her. Don't forget, 47 Meters Down. It's a movie that she's coming out with Mandy Moore. It's coming out soon. I know some of y'all are out there like, it's been out, Mac. I know it's been out, but it's being really, yeah, just whatever. So everybody that watches The Vampire Diaries and the Riddles, you better go see 47 Meters Down. You better. I love the beginning of this and seeing Cole, too. I love Cole. I think he's badass. I think he just adds a good, you know, he's just more spice. Like Klaus, he's just so, you know, I mean, I think when the family's together, you got to have the good one and this and that. And Cole just, he's just, I like Cole. So it was good seeing him, but the beginning was dope. And I agree. It was good seeing the family. Davina. Oh my gosh. Was I the only one that thought she looked extremely hot? I mean, what is it with girls that have the shirt and the sweater or whatever, and they kind of late? Guys listening, guys that you're listening, isn't it like when the girl puts, you can't see me doing it, but when the girl has the shirt off the shoulder, man, I'm telling you right now, ladies out there listening, that is a good thing. So when you're hearing it from me, so put something on like that and your man walk in and you have it off the shoulder, it's over. I'm telling you. If you're fighting, walk into the bedroom, come back out, off the shoulder, bam, it's over. Y'all are, it's love. It's going to be crazy. I thought seeing Davina like that was dope. I'm a little concerned about Cole, though. I am a little concerned about Cole because now Cole loves Davina. I think by the commercial, I don't know if Kristen saw the commercial. I know some of y'all saw it with me. Davina's like, hold on. I know you love me, but you don't know what we're into. We got to kill the Hollow. So hopefully Davina, because we all know how Cole is, he's so in love with her, he will do anything for her. He was giving those little witches black objects so he just could talk to her. And then those little witches wind up breaking his neck and robbed his ass. They got all thug life on him and took his stuff. I know he was giving it away, but still, he lost his stuff. Thug life on these little witches. I'm curious to see how this is going to pan out because I'm a little worried. I don't think Cole would do anything to hurt his family. I don't think. You know, if it was somebody else, oh, hands down, you're going down. But the family or Davina, I think Cole's going to catch a snap, but I know Davina is going to, it's a bigger picture. But I'm a little concerned because Cole is that kind of brother that will do whatever he's got to do. And it sucks that they're linked. When she cut his hand, I was like, oh, and I heard the scream. I was like, oh, this is not going to be good. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how this pans out because now you can't kill her because then you're going to kill Davina. But on the flip side, they've already killed Davina before. So even though I love Davina with the off-the-shoulder look, you got to save New Orleans, right? Right? One man down for save a ship. But I'm going to be upset if I lose Davina again because that hurt me the first time. Okay, let's see here. That chick is annoying. That's what she feels about the Hollow. I seriously wanted to heist punch her when she made Marcel throw up the black acid. That was crazy. That was something like alien blood, right? That's like the movie Alien. My first thing was, this chick has acid for blood. And then the other part of me was, did she change her blood? Like, she doesn't have blood. Like, it's just this black, ugh. And that's what's inside the Hollow. Either way, you can't chew on her and eat her and kill her. So Marcel found out the hard way. And then she did the canary, the black canary cry. Any of y'all watch Arrow? She did that thing and flung Marcel across the room and knocked his ass out. She is annoying. She's just... read online that Phoebe Tonkin's Twitter that... What?
read online from Phoebe Tompkins' Twitter that Gillis praised her performance in this episode, and she responded by saying that he whispered in her ear that it wasn't too late to recast her role. LMFAO. That was funny. Love this cast. I love this show. Hope they can all come together to defeat this hollow biatch, because she is the wicked of the wicked. I also don't like the Harvest Girls too much. You know what? They're just pissed off. One, they're hot. And two, I can get it. Like, they're not happy campers when it comes to vampires. And hello, Elijah did kill, like, what, five of them or something? Seven? I don't know. And so these girls, these are like little mean girls. So Harvest Girls, I think, have reason to be like that. But everybody should be working together. That's what I don't understand. Because the Hollow is going to kill everybody. That's her goal. I get that they were murdered by Elijah, but damn. No, there is no damn, Kristen. He did kill him. So not for them, not to help the witches, to help out the family. So I get it. I mean, I'm all for the Michelsons. Trust me. Anybody that knows me knows. But I could see their reasons why they're pissed. Okay, I'm done. Another 10 episode. Yep, she gave this one 10. Cool. So it's obvious that Kristen and I got along. I think we both had the same ideas of everything. I think this episode was dope. I enjoyed it. And that's why I wouldn't say it's awesome, but I just have a feeling in my gut something bad's going to happen. And I can't give it an awesome, even though Elijah did a great job. We can't do that. We can't do that. So I guess we'll just see how everything goes. We got 3 more episodes left, and that's pretty much it. So anybody that wants to check out our podcasts in the past, check out Talking the Originals on iTunes, Talking the Originals on iTunes. You can go to my blog, iwatchmike.com. On the top, there's something right there that says podcast. You can go on there and click on that. And then what else? Twitter, Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy. Everything's on my blog. According to Kristen.com, that's Kristen's blog. Make sure you check that out. And shout out to everybody that's been liking, sharing, retweeting, all that stuff. I still haven't wrote all your names. I will. I'll tell Kristen to do it. I promise. Bye-bye.
You are the reason your family is alive. And now they're broken up.
Nothing is going to harm my little girl.
The world's a bad place, and sometimes we have to do bad things to survive.
I will deliver another kind of nightmare. I'm going to keep you safe, always and forever.
We're family. We stick together.
The Originals, Fridays at 8, 7 Central on the CW.